Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Goliath by Scott Westerfield, narrated by Alan Cumming, with an afterword narrated by the author.
1. Siberia, Alex said. The word slipped cold and hard from his tongue, as forbidding as the landscape passing below. We won't be over Siberia till tomorrow. Dylan sat at the table, still attacking his breakfast. And it'll take almost a week to cross it. Russia is barking big. And cold, Newkirk added. He stood next to Alec at the window of the middies' mess, both hands wrapped around a cup of tea. Cold, repeated Bovril. The creature clutched Alec's shoulder a little tighter, and a shiver went through its body. In early October, no snow lay on the ground below, but the sky was an icy, cloudless blue. The window had a lace of frost around its edges, left over from a frigid night. Another week of flying across this wasteland, Alec thought. Farther from Europe and the war, and from his destiny. The Leviathan was still headed east, probably toward the Empire of Japan, though no one would confirm their destination. Even though he'd helped the British cause back in Istanbul, the airship's officers still saw Alec and his men as little better than prisoners. He was a clanker prince, and they were Darwinists, and the great war between the two technologies was spreading faster every day.
It'll get much colder as we angle north, Dylan said around a mouthful of his breakfast. You should both finish your potatoes. They'll keep you warm.
Alec turned. But we're already north of Tokyo.